Samulus watched, fascinated, as the thick, loathsome coils bunched and straightened like steel springs. Every beast stayed motionless, unscathed, whilst the monster careened madly past the dry water course, along the trail, and up into the clearing ahead. Samulus, his voice shaky from shock, stared at Twink and Humphrey.
See? You never know what you'll run into at night in these woodlands. I hope you young gelsim realise that too.
However, Marrel and Tenker, like the rest of the gelsim, had an all-consuming terror of snakes. The effect that Balus had upon them was one of total fear. They lay shivering and moaning softly, unable to control themselves, watching Tugger Bruster whimpering and cringing on the ground. Bosey turned to Skipper, remarking,
"But you ken he was the broad beastie who was going to run you through Hell's Blade this evening."
The otter shook his head.
"Oi, our ghosts and mates won't be much use for a while. But I'll tell you, Bosey, that snake was acting very strange."
The hare chuckled dryly, holding up his bandaged paws.
"I've nae doubt the beastie is, Skip. And so would ye be, if you had half a cock snout's bottom spikes lodged in your gob. Ha! I'll wager old Trellis would laugh himself clear into next season, if he could get his bonny big scissors to work on that un."
Balus could be heard, hissing and throwing himself around the clearing up ahead. Knowing they had little to fear from the snake, providing they avoided him, the Red Wall had set about trying to help the gowsome recover. Bosey hauled Tugger upright, shaking him soundly.
"Oh, straighten yourself up, laddie. No chieftain should be seen blubbering and cowering in front of his own clan beasts. Come on, get a grip of yourself afore I box your ears for you."
That seemed to do the trick. The gowsome logalog recovered immediately, grasping his iron club and declaiming truculently,
"No beast boxes Tugger Bruster's ears, and lives to boast of it. Let go of me, I'm all right."
Ignoring the hare's broad grin, he went amongst his shrews, kicking them indiscriminately as he roared,
"Up, you lily-livered no-goods! Get formed into ranks! What's the matter with you, eh? There's only an owl snake! It's gone now! And a bastard's brain out with me club if it tried to attack us!"
Skipper winked at Bosey.
"Back to his usual modest shyness, ain't he?"
Bosey turned to Twink and Humphrey, who were shaking with laughter.
"And you two, stop sniggering. Show some respect to your broad chieftain, the gowsome.